In the U.S., women spend about 30 years of their lives trying to avoid pregnancy. That's a long time. And until now, the most effective methods of contraception were only available through a healthcare provider. Not anymore. The first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter oral birth control pill is now available at your local Kinney Drugs. It's safe and effective when used as directed. A one-month supply is just $19.99. Stop by your local Kinney or shop Kinney on Instacart. Learn more at KinneyDrugs.com.
Following is a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of the show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of this station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information hereafter is for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller.
Your help matters with Carl Sterling on News Radio 570 WSYR on 106.9 FM and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I sink a couple lovers, I down a couple doubters, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills.
Bring you the latest in health and wellness so you can get to the other things that matter. Here's your host, Carl Sterling.
All right. It's so good to be here today. April 7th. Wow, April 7th already? Are you kidding me? Where did this year go? Where does the time go? I think the older I get, the faster it goes. Anna, producer Anna, thank you very much. So we're here for another broadcast of Your Health Matters. My name is Carl Sterling, and I'm so happy to be your host because I look forward every week to doing this so we can explore the journey towards living a longer, healthier life together. All right, so we have so much to get to in today's show. I have a very special guest with me. We're going to bring him on in 2-3 minutes. But right now, I've got to go on and talk about a couple of things that are very important to me. Number one, Nabosso insoles. You've heard it before. You're going to hear it again. You're going to hear it in the future. They're here. They're in my clinic, and they're awesome. Okay, created by a previous guest, Dr. Emily Splickle. These are a game-changing insole, and they're here. What these offer is the benefits of barefoot stimulation without having to go barefoot. You put them in your shoes, leave your socks off, or maybe a very, very thin sock. And then you wake up those sleepy nerves on the bottom of your feet. It's going to give you more sensory input to your brain through your peripheral and central nervous systems. More sensory input to the brain, which causes your brain to send out an immediate and more optimal response to help you stabilize and move better. I've used them for many years. Basically, you're taking, well, I just said it, so I don't need to say it again. Benefits of barefoot in your shoes. These are not your typical orthotics. They're not orthotics. They are insoles with a texture to stimulate your sensory input. All right, so we have them for $55 a pair at my clinic. You can pay $80 online. You can pay $55 through me. All right. We also have Play On Relief Pain Spray. You've heard it before. You're going to continue hearing it. All right. This product is recently introduced to us through a friend of mine over at Blaze Pod, Michael Cummings. This is a spray that you put on the area with pain. And the relief it offers is like nothing I've ever experienced before. We are straight across the board with every single person. Every single person. We are having longer lasting, let's say, relief from pain. It's all organic. There are no chemicals. There's no pharma. There are no drugs. These are natural ingredients that cannot hurt you. We've got arnica. We have 10% camphor and 10% menthol. Okay? So it's going to help you. All right. Now, you really want to get to the root of the pain, and my guest here from Stop Chasing Pain, well, he's going to talk about some of that with us. But this stuff is great. We have it in my clinic, $25 a bottle. You can also go to playonrelief.com, just how it sounds, playonrelief, enter coupon code Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, 1-5, so Sterling 1-5 at checkout. You save 15%. Last week, we started the book of the week. We started the podcast of the week. This week, we're starting longevity nuggets. So when I have a nugget for you, I'm going to give you a nugget. It's something I want you to remember and maybe utilize. the book of the week this week. Guess what? I have a brand new book out. It's called Steps to Longevity. It's book number 3 for me. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. Walking Your Way to a Healthier, Longer Life. Available at carlsterling.com. Carl with a K. Okay, it's right there on the front page. You can't possibly miss it. Steps to Longevity. It's all about walking. Everything about walking. Your brain, your body, how you feel, and your quality of life and living longer. Housekeeping to take care of. Okay, here we go. Next week, Ending Parkinson's author, Dr. Ray Dorsey, neurologist from University of Rochester, is going to be on the show. It's pre-recorded. I get a day off next week. I miss being here, though. I mean, I love being here in the studio. All right, 2 weeks from today, the man, the myth, and the legend, the one and only Dr. Joe Barry is going to join me. We're going to talk about a lot of things, including cancer and cancer screenings. 3 weeks from today, the 28th, is Dr. Terry Walls, the Walls Protocol. 4 weeks from today is Jason Paul, unlocking funding for your longevity from your insurance plan, okay? Back with us May 19th, Dr. Emily Splickel. You've heard her before. You love her. I love her. We're going to hear from her again about the correlation between walking speed and longevity. And the last one I'm going to mention here is June 2nd, best-selling author Michael Long, who wrote The Molecule of More, All Things Dopamine and Addiction. Sadly, folks, we have a lot of people who have we know or who come to see us who've lost a child or a loved one to an overdose. We're going to talk about how this works, maybe what we can do. So, you know, we talk longevity. We will bring world-class, world-renowned researchers, thought leaders, and experts to share their knowledge with us. We're full of shock factors, full of truths, as we lean into rewriting the narrative on healthcare through self-care. And now I want to talk about the podcast of the week. This is going to tie into the introduction of my very dear friend and my guest today. Podcast of the week is Stop Chasing Pain. Just like it sounds, you go there, you Google it, he's going to show up everywhere. So Dr. Perry Nicholson, also known as the Lymph Doc, is a chiropractic physician with a primary focus on treating chronic pain and inflammation via the lymphatic and vascular systems. Owner of Stop Chasing Pain, he is an international speaker and educator of the Self-Care Mojo series. This includes Lymphatic Mojo, Blood Flow Mojo, Tongue Mojo, Glymphatic Mojo, Visceral Mojo, Vagus Nerve Mojo, and Primal Movement Mojo. And I tell you, I met him 10 years ago. He was the second interview on my podcast, thanks to Dr. Brent Brookbush, my brother from another mother. And so I want to introduce the man, the myth, and the legend, my friend, Dr. Perry Nicholson. How you doing, man? Thanks for joining me.
Hey, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm grateful and I'm honored. And thank you so much for highlighting my podcast. I appreciate that.
Oh, I got to do that. I mean, you got like 250 episodes on there. All kinds.
Yeah, well, I can't believe I've had that for 13 years now.
Holy cow, man. Yeah. Well, it's great. I mean, you have put out some of the best stuff. I mean, you know, I always tell, there are three real big-time mentors in my career. You got you, Emily Splickel, Brent Brookbush. You are the three. I mean, I've learned more from you three than I learned from everyone else combined. And I'm grateful for your friendship and also that you're taking time to share with us, because this topic today about lymphatic system, this is under-talked about and needs to be like household information. We have just a couple of minutes before our first break. This first one goes fast, and then all the rest of the time is just you and me, brother, the next three quarters. But how did you get into the arena of lymphatic care?
That's a great question. Honestly, it was out of necessity. I didn't go down into lymphatics willingly. It was only through my own pain and suffering many years ago when I had an autoimmune disease. I had several of them. Never really got a name for them. It's just called polyautoimmunity. And it's just inflammation gone awry in the body, and nothing was helping, nothing was working from what I had learned up to that moment in my own healthcare practice and the people that I had sought for help. And I knew there had to be an answer somewhere. I just wasn't looking in the right place. And that led me down to the lymphatics, and beginning that work healed me back to where I am now. And it became my life calling and my life purpose to try to get the word out to every single other person on this earth. And I appreciate the opportunity to do that today on your show.
Oh, wow, man. Well, we're going to go to a break in about 40 seconds. So I'm just going to tell you a story, and then we're going to dig in deep after the break. A few years ago, I was real sick, you know, a lot of things going on. And I told my doctor at the time, because my other doctor had left, so I was stuck with somebody else, said, maybe I got some lymphatic problems. And she looks at me and says, how could that be possible? Your legs aren't swollen. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say, Doc, because, you know, the lymphatic is more than swollen legs, and I know it too. So you're listening to Your Health Matters here on News Radio 570 WSYR, also on 106.9 FM. We'll be back in a couple minutes for part two. You know, I like some of this bumper music. It's kind of cool. I wonder who picks that. Good choice. We have with us today my good friend, Dr. Perry Nicholson. We're talking about lymphatic mojo. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but in case you didn't see the podcast episodes I did with Dr. Perry, by the way, they are available at carlsterling.net, Carl with a K, .net, N-E-T. Just scroll down and you'll find them. Plus other stuff we've done over the years, too, with interviews. Anyways, doctor, tell me, will you share with our listeners what is a lymphatic system? What does it do, and why is it so important?
Absolutely. I love that. That's one of my favorite questions. So,
good.
Well, let me put it this way. It's in my opinion, the most important system in the body that people really are never looking at in relationship to trying to help them when they have inflammation in the body. Okay. Mm. So it's part of two systems in the body. One, your immune system. So it's the primary component of your immune system. So its job is to eliminate waste products from the body, like and anything that's trying to kill you that you want to get out. So it gets rid of bacteria, parasites, viruses, toxins, metabolic waste, cellular waste, protein. I just put that under a category called muck.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Cool.
Stuff that's inside the body that should get out. So to me, it's a waste management system.
Okay.
And the other system it's part of is your vascular system, your cardiovascular system. The reason being is that the lymphatic system itself directly connects to the vein system of the body, and the vein system of the body connects to the arterial system of the body. So all these fluids actually interconnect and communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So the health of your cardiovascular system and your vascular system is directly tied to the lymphatic system. And that's just blood flow. So when the lymphatic system gets overwhelmed, overburdened, and people always ask me how that happens. And the easiest answer is LIFE.
Right.
Just, yeah. Overwhelm and honestly sheer neglect, because people don't know things that they can do to help the lymphatic system, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah. Okay. Well, interesting. So when I go back to my story about the doctor, and I don't mean anything, you know, bad towards that doctor. I don't even remember her name, because this is a positive show. I don't throw people under the bus. However, what really popped out at me is that, well, first of all, they didn't teach that in medical school, apparently, and if they did, it wasn't very much. And we already know, again, my son's a doctor. He's an MD, a PhD, and I have a lot of doctor MDs I work with all over the place, right? And I know, and they're great. But that community seems to be a little bit behind in certain areas. I mean, nutrition could be one. Maybe even exercise in some cases is another one for some, but the lymphatic system seems like it might be paramount of importance, right? Because you got to get rid of the waste, and you don't have to have swollen legs to have a lymph blockage, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank
I'm
you.
I'm happy to say that they're coming around. Okay, they're seeing the value of working the lymphatic system, and it used to be that the only time they ever looked at lymphatic system as being an issue is when you had a body part that was abnormally swollen, like mm-hmm. the legs. It can also happen in the arms, which are quite common. And that means you have damage to the valves of the system and it can't move mm-hmm. the fluid. Okay, well, that's a key term that I'm talking about there is move the fluid. But you can have a lymphatic system issue and honestly, you never really even know it because nothing appears to be swollen. But what you do have is underlying inflammation everywhere.
Mm.
And we know that chronic inflammation is one of the top causes of chronic disease and chronic illness and autoimmune disease. That's what it is. It's inflammation run amok. And the lymphatic system, its primary job is to help remove inflammation, get rid of inflammation and transport those that muck that's stuck inside of you that's out. So if the muck cannot get out and it stays inside of you, well, that increases and fosters inflammation.
Sure.
Does that make sense? So there's actually a clinical term for it. And when I came across this, it explained everything that I've been trying to articulate to people. It's a term that is by Dr. Brian Tuckey, and he's got a great research article on it. And the condition is called interstitial inflammatory stasis. And I'd like to break that big fancy word down for a moment.
Cool.
So
mm-hmm.
stasis just means static. It's not moving, right? It's staying where it is. And you don't want that in relationship to fluid flow in the body, and particularly with blood flow and lymph flow. You need the fluids to move. Okay? And the other one is inflammatory. That's inflammation. So what does the word interstitial mean? Well, that's the actual fluid that your cells are living in. So when the lymphatic system has an issue and the fluids don't move and then they stay stagnant around a region, that increases inflammation. And when you increase inflammation, then you can get pain. Your immune system kicks into gear, and then you can develop all sorts of these diagnoses that show up. So that's why you want to move the lymphatic system to get all of that stuck muck out, and then your body can get back to doing what it's designed to do, which is to heal itself.
Okay, yeah. I think it's so fascinating because, well, for example, the chronic disease portion of things. You talk a lot about, I talked to some of the experts out there, like Dale Bredesen was on the show a couple months ago. He's the premier Alzheimer's researcher globally, and as far as I know, best-selling author, doing some great work. And he'll talk about how Alzheimer's and Parkinson's can live in the gut maybe 10 to 20 years before it makes its way to the brain, let's say. I'm wondering about this lymphatic stuff. Like, it would seem if you have a lot of toxins static in your body, this can raise all kinds of problems. And you kind of already said it, but let's dig a little deeper. So how much of a correlation do you think there is, if it's possible to answer this, between, let's say, a really stuck lymphatic system, stuck muck, and chronic pain or maybe disease? What do you think on this?
Well, I think there's always going to be some sort of connection. How much is just going to depend on the individual and their ability to compensate and adapt mm-hmm. and how long the lymphatic system has been an issue and also how resilient your other systems are. But here's what's interesting. We know that 70 to 80% of your immune system resides in your gut.
Okay.
I'm going to let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a big
and then how do we introduce most of the toxins into our body?
Oh.
Through your mouth.
There you go.
Through what you eat. Mm-hmm. Right? Toxic food or things that you can actually swallow or inhale, and you swallow bacteria all day long as well.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing that's really cool, man. Where do you think most of your lymphatic system is located? In the gut.
Yeah.
So why would it be in the gut? Because that's where most of your immune system lives. And the lymphatic system is the biggest part of your immune system. So here's what I already know. If you have a gut problem, you have a lymph problem. If you have a lymph problem, you have a gut problem. They always go together. Now, which one showed up first? I don't know, and I don't really care. I just know I have to treat both.
Mm-hmm.
But I see in my world that the gut is connected to everything else. Mm-hmm. So the other place that you have most of the lymphatics in your body is in your neck.
Okay.
So you have these things in your body called lymph nodes. I think many people may have heard of lymph mm-hmm. nodes because sometimes they get swollen because they're supposed to, because they're supposed to swell up and kill things when you're sick. They're just not supposed to stay swollen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? So these lymph nodes are mini toilets, which means they eliminate waste, but they also trap all of these muck things so your immune system can bag it, tag it, and kill it.
Okay.
Now, one-third of the 700 lymph nodes in your body, you got about 700 lymph nodes in the body, one-third of that number is from the neck up.
Whoa. Yeah, I remember talking about this before with you, but yeah, I actually forgot about that.
Yeah, that's big. Then I always ask people, see, well, let's think like your body. Why in the world would your body put most of the lymph nodes in your neck? What sits really close to that that's important for your overall survival of your body?
Oh, the brain,
it sits
of course.
On top of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now we know that the brain will drain a lot of its waste products into the deep cervical lymph nodes in your neck.
You got it, brother. Hey, Doc, we got to head out for a break, but hold that thought. We're coming back in a few minutes. This is Your Health Matters, News Radio 570 WSYR. We'll be back after this short break. All right, so first of all, I'd like to say that after that report there, it's been 6 months today since the invasion and the kidnapping of so many in Israel, and my prayers are with my friend Cooper in San Diego for you and your dad, okay, who's... Your dad's still in captivity, so very, very much saying a lot of prayers for you, brother, okay? Also, I have a longevity nugget for all of you before we get back with my special guest, Dr. Perry Nicholson. Muscle mass, falls, fractures, well, my gosh, folks, we talk about it every week, and I can't drive this point home enough. Let's just talk about resistance training. Any kind you do, you could be moving around on the floor doing body weight stuff, primal movement stuff, was some of my favorite stuff, you know, animal flow, doing machines, free weights, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. Resistance training is so important, okay? We know that there's such a thing as called age-related obligatory muscle decay. As we age, especially when we get into our 80s, this muscle, they diminish in their capabilities, especially type 2 muscle fibers, which are the first ones to go as we age. However, the good news is they can still respond to and adapt to resistance training, proving again it's never too early or too late to start reaping the benefits of resistance training for preventing muscle losses as we age. And all I'm going to say to that is show me anybody 80, 90 years old who says, gee, I wish I had less muscle mass. I rest my case. We have the machine to help you with that, to build it the fastest, the best, the most effective, called the BioDensity, because it just so happens to be your bone health is directly related to a lot of things, including and especially related to your muscle mass, your muscle, quality of muscle, okay? Lose muscle, lose bone health. Brittle bones, higher risk of falling because muscle keeps you upright. Well, I don't need to say any more, do I? Okay, back with Dr. Perry Nicholson here. Doc, man, this is good to have you, and I'm so fascinated by this system. So we left off talking about, actually, I can't remember, but what I do want to talk about, though, eventually, when you're ready, Doc, I want to talk to you or have you explain to us, how do you get the muck unstuck? Because there's a system for this. In fact, when I did it back in January, when we were on with my podcast, I remember asking you, can I do it like later the same day? He said, no, wait and see how you respond. Well, it was days before I did it again because I had quite a response. Like, I had no idea I could respond this way with all this stuff getting moving in me. So that was quite an experience, and it was good. Tell us, when you're ready, how do we get it moving? And if there's anything you need to say before that, please do.
Oh, you know, when you talk about limp, I'm always ready.
Okay. yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm actually going to tie that back to what you were just talking about, which is fabulous. I mean, people doing resistance training and weight training, I mean, they call that, you know, pumping up your muscles. Well, guess what? That also moves.
Oh, I think it might be the lymph. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Lymphatics and blood flow. So it's great. And people always ask me all the time, and what kind of movement should I be doing? And my answer is yes. I mean, just do it. Right.
I love the one I have this thing is like, when is now a good time to get moving? Movement is life. Right. So.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that comes to what actually starts to move the muck. And movement is one of them. Moving more of yourself, more often, more ways, more environments. And the key to that is doing different types of movements, because when you do the same type of movements all the time or the same type of training all the time, your muscles and your fascia and your body parts adapt to the stress and lines of tension, and that influences how fluids move. So if you change things up a lot, then you keep moving the fluid around a lot. Does that make sense?
100%.
It's like having a water stream go down a mountain. It's going to take the path of least resistance.
Sure.
So in order to move that water around, you've got to change its pathway. So that's doing different types of movements. And the other thing that moves lymphatics are breathing, particularly breathing through your diaphragm, which is a muscle that sits above your abdominal organs at the lower part of your rib cage.
Sure.
So when you breathe in and out, that muscle contracts and relaxes, and then that pumps the organs up and down, and the operative word is pump. So we said before, where does most of the lymphatics live?
Gut.
In your gut. So when you breathe through your diaphragm, you move your gut around a lot, and you move lymphatics. Okay, and the lymph also has its own small, tiny little smooth muscles in it that helps it move on its own. Otherwise, if it didn't have that, you'd be a giant walking lymph node when you woke up in the morning, right? So what happens is that people always ask me, I mean, well, you know, I breathe all the time and I move all the time. Shouldn't my lymphatic system be good then? Well, it should, but unfortunately, it gets overwhelmed so much that it needs help. And you have to go in there and move the muck, move the tissues by hand. So that's where you get in there manually and you stimulate different parts of the body where these lymph nodes like to gather. And when you can do that and combine that with breathing and movement, it can change your life. It can absolutely change your life. And I can certainly tell you how to do that if we have time.
We do. Here's what I'm thinking. Let's take the next minute and 40 seconds to not do that. Let's save that for right after the last break. And until then, though, here's what I want to do. Because I know there's a particular order with that that's extremely important, so I want to follow that. The brain. We left off before the last break talking about the brain dumps a lot of stuff into, well, can you talk about, there's a glymphatic system too. Is that anything in relation to lymphatic?
Yeah, all these systems are going to interconnect with each other. All the different names, they still connect and talk with each other. And they're finding that if your lymphatic system below has an issue, you know, then that can cause an issue with the brain's ability to drain its cellular waste, its metabolic waste.
Because
they all got to go to the same target, which is going to be spot number one that I'm going to show you how to work. They all go into that one spot.
Right, I remember that. Yeah, by the clavicle. Okay, that's, yeah. You know, it's amazing that all this stuff, like you said this, I'm going to take us out to a break here in a second, but I just want to just kind of reflect on something that you taught me. And I actually use this. I've used it on the air here, too, in shows. Like, your body doesn't know one system from another because it is just one big unit that works everything works together. It doesn't know lymph system, vascular, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't know. We define it. We give labels. The body doesn't label itself. And that really taught me a lot there. So, folks, you're listening to Your Health Matters here on News Radio 570 WSYR now, also available on 106.9 FM. We'll be back in a couple minutes to finish up the hour. Be right back. Okay, folks, we're back. We're back here on Your Health Matters. We have a very special guest, Dr. Perry Nicholson of Stop Chasing Pain. Remember, he's the featured podcast of the week. Just Google Stop Chasing Pain. You're going to see him everywhere, and it's the best info. It's just the best info. Okay, doctor, radio minutes go faster than any minutes of my whole life, and I have to contain myself. We were texting back and forth here on the break, doctor and me. Yeah, I got to contain myself too, but I want to turn it over to you to take 5 minutes or so and tell us, how do we get this lymphatic system moving?
Yeah, you got it, man. Yeah, it's like the Matrix for sure. Yep. In the radio minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's take it back. It's really simple. I'm going to teach people what's called the Big Sticks. It's my program for massaging, rubbing, releasing the six primary places where these lymph nodes that we talked about before gather in clusters, and they get stuck the most.
Okay.
Now, what's really interesting is that we said before that movement moves lymph, right?
Yeah.
So the body is amazing. It puts these lymph nodes around the primary joints of the body that are supposed to move the most.
Great.
But they get stuck the most because people sit too much and they don't move. So all I'm going to do is show you how to release the tension in those areas in a specific order. Now, the order is actually the most important part. If
okay.
you do the order the wrong way, your results will not be the same based on one principle. It's called the principle of fluid flow or hydrodynamics, and it's this. High-pressure fluids move to low-pressure fluids. High pressure moves to low pressure.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
All right.
The lowest pressure for fluid flow for lymphatics and veins in the body are the collarbone. So you have to start number one of the big six at the collarbone. So I tell people to rub and massage lightly below the collarbone and above the collarbone. Always do both sides. Doing circles one way, circles the other way is fine. Many different directions, just don't cause pain when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And spending about 10 to 20 seconds on each spot is usually enough.
Okay.
That's spot number one. Spot number two is at the largest lymph node in the neck, which is at the top of the neck, on the side of the neck, behind the angle of the jaw, and that helps drain that brain muck that we were talking about before.
Right.
So spot number two is the side of the neck, behind the angle of the jaw, just below the lobe of the ear. Go easy there because many people are surprised how swollen and tender that is. Do the same thing there, 10 to 20 seconds, circles, spirals, rotations, things like that.
Okay.
Spot number three is the shoulder joint, right? Because you want to move your arms around a lot. It's right at the joint where it sets in from your pectoral muscle and what's called your axillary armpit region.
Mm-hmm.
Massage right there. That's spot number three.
It's like the front of the armpit, right? Like the front of the armpit, sort of?
Yeah, it's pretty much right where your pec muscle attaches to.
Yeah.
Your okay. chest muscle attaches to your shoulder joint.
Got it.
Okay. You can't miss it.
All right.
Just rub about the size of your hand right there and even go underneath inside the armpit a little bit.
Great.
That's going to hit your axillary lymph nodes, that's called.
Okay.
Now, number four is your belly, your abdomen, from the navel up, the whole thing. Put both hands on there, rub it, massage it, circle, spirals, even lightly tap it a little bit. I tell people to spend a little bit more time on the belly because it's a bigger space and it holds most of your lymph. So spend about 30 seconds to a minute there if you can.
All right.
Spot number five is the crease of the groin, right where your hip joint is.
Okay.
Right? There is what's called your inguinal lymph nodes.
Yeah.
So they get stuck there a lot for people when they have issues down in the legs. So massage the crease of the groin, same way.
Okay, great.
Spot number six is behind the knee joint called popliteal lymph nodes.
Okay.
Right in the crease of the knee, do the same exact thing right there. After you do that, in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, do not do 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huh.
After you rub those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then I tell people, do some breathing exercises, lightly kind of jump up and down a little bit on the balls of your feet, walk, move around, do whatever you need to do. Do that on a daily basis. It doesn't matter if you do it in the morning, in the afternoon, or the evening. Do what works best for you. But I'm going to tell you now, be careful with this one because it seems super simple, and it is, but it's very powerful. You're going to unleash a lot of that stuck muck, and then your immune system is going to get kicked up a little bit because it's got to kill all those things you just stirred up. Yeah. So you may go through a detoxification, which means you feel a little bit worse before you feel better. If that's the case, don't do the big six again until you start to feel a little bit better, which could be one day, it could be a couple of days. And make sure that you hydrate yourself a lot, drink a lot of water, because the lymphatic system is about 90% water, and you want to make sure that you help move the fluids out.
All right, cool. I was just going to ask you about that, but you answered it. So absolutely hydrate. Yeah, it took me about 4 days before I did it a second time. Because it really, you know, I felt
that's
the
actually quite common.
And I did not feel good. I'm just going to tell you right now, I didn't feel good later that day and the next day. I didn't feel, you know, horrible. I just was surprised how powerful it was. But what a difference. I mean, so now we got this stuck muck unstuck, and you get it moving. Keep it moving. You know, movement is life, folks. Movement is life. We stop moving, we stop living eventually. So you keep moving, you're going to probably live longer, healthier. Doc, thank you so much for being with me. I want to make sure people know where to get a hold of you. So tell us, what's the best way to get to you? Let's say if they have questions or they just want to take some of your courses. You have online things coming up, I noticed. Tell me, where do we get to you?
Oh, thank you so much, my friend. I had a wonderful time, a lot of fun. Very
me
easy.
Too.
Just type in "stop chasing pain" on any search engine, and I'll show up, and you can see a lot of the different things that we offer right from our website, which is stopchasingpain.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, my friend. Well, we're going to do this again. I just want you to know.
I hope so.
I want to have you back here in a couple months, and thank you, doctor. So, friends, thank you for listening. You know, it's a real honor for me to be here. This is actually a dream come true for me to be sitting here behind this microphone. I want to thank Dr. Joe Berry for his support, his friendship, his camaraderie. And we live in the same, let's say, the lane of living a longer, healthier life. This is what he helps people with. He'd rather see you when you're healthy than when you're sick. You know, he wants you to die quick, but not soon. Who wants to live a life and then take years to die? And it happens sometimes. Sometimes nothing you can do about it. But if we take action now, we do things that are, you know, coming from the experts like Dr. Perry, get that lymphatic system moving. Well, you know, we can likely improve the quality of our life and how long we live and how we feel. So we'll be back at it next week. Dr. Ray Dorsey. Ending Parkinson's. It's pre-recorded. I can't wait for you to hear this one, folks. This is Your Health Matters. Thank you, Dr. Perry. My name's Carl Sterling. See you next week. Have a great day.
The proceeding was a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of this show is that of Carl Sterling and